Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Knowing Christ Ministries half hour, or as we like to think of it, the 30 minutes during which we focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, the one true Son of God Almighty. From my earlier broadcasts, you know one of my goals was to have a series discussing the history and lyrics of hymns. I've been praying for someone to come forth and provide us with some musical talent for this, but since none's come forth, as you know, we're just moving ahead with the series. Now, for those of you who haven't heard any of the prior broadcasts on this and may be wondering why I ask for musical talent and just don't play a recording or something off of YouTube, the lyrics to the hymns we're discussing in this series are off copyright, which means I can use the words without having to pay royalties. However, each time an artist records the music with the words, it's the music that suddenly their musical arrangement and that actual recording that comes under new copyright. So that's what I'm prohibited from including because this goes to podcast and is broadcast over the air as well. So for now, we're just doing lyrics. Now, some of you may know I'm very partial to the lyrics and hymns. They make me stop and think of how blessed we are to have our Lord Jesus in our lives, literally with us 24/7. I actually listen to Southern Gospel music all day long on streaming audio, and probably about 75% of it is all wonderful recordings of hymns. So when I hear words like, "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand, I am tired, I am weak, I am worn, through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light, take my hand, Lord, lead me home." Well, when I hear things like that, I literally stop whatever I'm doing and I pause to reflect. There are so many times we all feel so weak, so defeated, and our precious, precious Lord is right there for us with hands outstretched to take ours. Well, I get very overwhelmed and I, at the same time, though, get much stronger and I feel at peace. Now, our first week on hymns, we went through Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Then we just, a week later, we went through and discuss just a closer walk with Thee and how we all pray for the Christian maturity to just have that one-on-one time, that quiet, mature, closer walk with the Lord. Well, 2 weeks ago, we discussed how great Thou art, which we declared, of course, we see clearly, and I remind you that this is based on Psalm 92, verse 5, that everything is a gift to us from God, all comes from Him, and there really is no other way to say it. How great Thou art. Finally, I know that when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, "My God, how great Thou art." Well, last week we discussed In the Garden, which I mentioned was the inspiration for this entire radio series. Thinking as I listen to hymns, and this one in particular, of what a privilege it is to be with a God, with the very Lord of the universe, the very creator of all, who cares for me and focuses on me and calls me His own on a one-on-one basis, 24/7, as if I'm His only creation. So, with that mindset, I was listening to In the Garden one day, and I stopped what I was doing and thought again about what an amazing privilege to walk in the garden with Him, to have that special one-on-one time, and to have Him tell me that I am His own. So today we're going to talk about the hymn Blessed Assurance, which, like many that we've talked about and will talk about in the future, has a very interesting background. And it's the background that should inspire those of us with physical challenges, for they don't present any obstacles to being able to glorify or praise our Lord. Now, the writer of Blessed Assurance is Fanny Crosby. When Fanny was only 6 weeks old, baby Fanny caught a cold. Her eyes became terribly inflamed, and a country doctor prescribed, of all things, a mustard poultice to be put on her eyes. Well, the desperate remedy, unfortunately, resulted in the child's immediate blindness. And later on, even the famous New York surgeon at the time, Dr. Valentine Mott, could not do anything to help her. She lamented after seeing her, "Poor little blind girl." However, Fanny Crosby was able to turn her affliction into an asset and years later actually looked upon her blindness as a blessing. When she was 12, she entered the New York Institute for the Blind and was so successful as a student that in later years, she actually taught at the same school. Fanny began writing poetry at the age of 8 with this simple little verse. Oh, what a happy child I am, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world, contented I will be. Isn't that great? I mean, how many of us don't have afflictions like that and are not content and haven't made that decision to just persevere in a positive manner? Well, anyway, it was later, though, while she was working at the Institute for the Blind, she began to develop the talent that she already displayed for writing and turned it into something profitable. She began writing secular verse with such songs that were popular at the time, Rosalie, The Prairie Flower, and There's Music in the Air, which were actually set to music by a famous composer at the time, George Root, and sold in sheet music again at the time. And there's an interesting sidelight that the male secretary of the Institute for the Blind's superintendent used to actually take down the lines of verse as Fanny Crosby dictated them. In fact, on at least one occasion, they were both reprimanded for wasting the school's valuable time because, of course, he was an asset to the school, the secretary, and he was on salary for them. Now, the school secretary was called Grover Cleveland, and many years later, he was to set aside important affairs of the presidency to actually take dictation from his welcome guest, Fanny Crosby. So you see, that secretary, the song has a pretty important past. Not only was Fanny blind and wrote to the glory of God, but the secretary for the school district, or for the superintendent rather, was actually turned out to be a very, very famous man, president of the United States. And he was still so enraptured with what she was doing that even when she would come to the White House, he would take dictation from her. Pretty cool. Anyway, so going on, when she was 44 years old, she gave up writing secular songs to devote her full energies to sacred compositions. She wrote such songs or hymns such as Near the Cross, Safe in the Arms of Jesus, Rescue the Perishing, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, and Blessed Assurance. Now, the story behind the actual writing of Blessed Assurance is simple, yet interesting as well. One day, Fanny Crosby was in the home of her friend, Mrs. Joseph Knapp. In the Knapp house was installed what was believed at the time to be the largest pipe organ ever placed in a private dwelling. Well, on this particular day, Mrs. Knapp called Fanny over to the piano to listen to a new melody that she had just composed. And after playing the tune a few times, Knapp asked Fanny, "What do you think the tune says?" "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine," answered Fanny Crosby, and then, drawing from her vast storehouse of scripture knowledge, continued with, "Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood." Well, in a very short time, a new sacred song was born with words by Fanny Crosby and music by Mrs. Knapp. And Knapp was only one of the several tune writers that worked with Fanny Crosby. It wasn't unusual for one of her texts to be inspired by a pre-existing melody, for example. Although Knapp herself was a composer, the person who wrote the music part, of more than 500 gospel hymns. That's pretty impressive. And with Crosby, she was actually the author of more than 8,000 gospel hymn texts and drew her inspiration from her own beliefs and faith. She actually published her hymns under a number of pen names in addition to her own, using the names Ella Dale, Mrs. Kate Gringley, and Miss Viola V.A. As a matter of fact, her hymn texts were staples for the music of the most prominent gospel songwriters for her day. And we don't know from a historical standpoint where those pseudonyms came from. Now, it's interesting that Fanny Crosby's hymns have historically been among the most popular songs sung by Methodists, with Blessed Assurance being one of the 10 most popular hymns sung by United Methodists, and is one of 8 of her hymns actually in the United Methodist Hymnal. Blessed Assurance was first published in 1873 in the monthly magazine edited by Mrs. Knapp's husband, Joseph, and C.D. Palmer Knapp, Guide to Holiness. Editor Sweeney included it in what he referred to as Gems of Praise, which was another edition. And Knapp also chose it for Bible school songs in 1873. But perhaps the biggest boost to the song came when it appeared in Gospel Songs, number 5 by Ira Sankey, and was sung extensively in the Moody and Sankey revivals in Great Britain and throughout the United States. Has been part of the Methodist hymnal since 1889. Now, the hymn has inspired many singers, ranging from those in evangelistic crusades and if one enters, quote-unquote, foretaste of glory divine into a Google search, numerous sermon titles actually appear that incorporate this phrase. And, of course, a lot of YouTube performances are out there. You know that I've put out on our Knowing Christ Ministries Facebook page one of Alan Jackson doing this song. Crosby captured the poetic essence of understanding Christian perfection in the phrase, "Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine." The entire hymn is focused on heaven, a place where perfect submission and perfect delight will take place. The earthly existence is one of watching and waiting and looking above. As we submit ourselves to Christ and are filled with his goodness and lost in his love, we're remade in Christ's image and are moving toward Christian perfection. The hymn appeals to the senses in a rich way. Not only do we have a foretaste of glory, we experience visions of rapture that burst on my sight, and we hear echoes of mercy and whispers of love. And of course, the song also calls us to praise our Savior all day long, echoing 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, saying, "Pray without ceasing." Now, because of her long life, Fanny Crosby had an extraordinary relationship with several U.S. presidents. We mentioned Grover Cleveland, and she was influential in the spiritual life of the presidents directly or friends of the president, including Martin Van Buren, John Tyler, Polk, and, like I say, Grover Cleveland. She actually addressed a joint session of Congress on the topic of education for the blind. And you have to remember, middle-class women in 19th century in America at that time, in the 1800s, had little to no voice in politics or worship or just about anything. But one way for a woman to claim authority to be heard was by direct personal revelation from God, and that's exactly what Fanny Crosby used. She readily claimed God's personal revelation as a source for her hymns, and her personal revelation then became a communal inspiration as Christians throughout the world sang her hymns and confirmed her faith experience as their own. Ultimately, Fanny lived to be almost 95 years of age, and during that time, like we say, she penned over 8,000 hymns. And again, although it's written in 1873, which, let's see, is well over 140 years ago, Blessed Assurance still remains a favorite hymn with Christians everywhere. So let's look at the lyrics. I want you to listen to me read them, and then we'll reflect on them a little bit. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I, in my Savior, am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. As with most hymns, Blessed Assurance is based on a number of scripture verses. We already talked about 1 Thessalonians and the reference to pray without ceasing. But we also hear strong association with two other verses from scripture, first being Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 and 23, which say, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who is promised is faithful." And of course, 13, "By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit." Well, the scriptures teach us we can know with absolute certainty that we have the life of God within us. This confidence is not just based on inner feelings or outward signs. Rather, this blessed assurance is found upon the promises of a faithful God and this inspired word. It depends not on the amount of our faith, but on the object of our faith, Christ Himself. So what did these lyrics say to you? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Can you possibly think of anything better than the assurance of life everlasting, of salvation, of what salvation really means? That blessed assurance we have when Jesus Himself is in you, when the Holy Spirit is in you. Again, we've talked about the joy we can only be, as this song, think of as a foretaste of glory divine. And of course, we know that in Jesus we are heirs of salvation, purchased by the blood He shed for us, by the Father's gift of His Son to us, that He be the ultimate sacrifice for us, that He shed His blood so that we can be washed of our sins and have eternal life. Again, the feelings we get through our intimacy with the Lord are not only a foretaste of what we can expect when we are in the heavenlies walking in the garden, as we talked about last week. Continuing on, "This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long." Personally, I believe we were created to praise and worship the Lord. That is our reason for being. And with that, not out of blind obedience, but out of love, I do worship and praise my Savior all day long. Nothing gives me greater joy than being able to express my love for Him, for thanking Him for my blessings, and for praising Him for my redemption and salvation. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight, angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. I spoke of the pure joy and delight, but what do you feel when you imagine the rapture? Yes, as depicted in numerous movies, there's fear left on the earth, but for believers, is it joy or is it fear? I can't think of greater joy than when he returns and calls us home. And visualize the next lines. Close your eyes and just visualize it as I'm speaking. Of angels descending. And with them, what do they bring? Echoes of mercy and whispers of love. And of course, we know it's echoes of mercy from the mercy we get from God to us, often, which most often, that we do not deserve, but that's what mercy and grace are all about. So the angels are bringing whispers of that mercy to us, echoes of that, and whispers of His love. Can anything be better? Can there be any greater gift than an angel from the Lord bringing echoes of mercy and whispers of love to us? Again, I just get easily overwhelmed at the thoughts of what these lyrics say and mean to us and what they really express. So, okay, moving on to the last lines because we're running out of time again. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. Well, I really think these lines speak for themselves, so let me read them slowly and think about them for yourself and how you can so easily internalize and carry these lyrics with you in your heart to praise Him all day long. Seriously, just, again, close your eyes. Think of what I'm saying. Try and internalize those, almost like memorizing a scripture verse and placing it on your heart. Think of these lyrics. Think of placing these lyrics on your heart. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. Again, what greater privilege to be so filled with the goodness of the Lord, and what greater joy is there possible for us as humans than to be lost in His love. As that little blind girl wrote when she was just a young toddler in her first poem, she chose to be content despite her blindness. And that contentedness came from the Lord. As adults, and if there are children or teens listening to this, we need to be similarly contented and rely on that blessed assurance that we have with Him. Well, dear friends, we're just about out of time. So with that, I invite you to contact us with any comments or questions you might have on this or any other show. And now let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for sending Your Son Jesus to die for our sins. I thank You, Lord Jesus, for welcoming us and enabling us to have a platform to spread Your message and how Your message can be applied to the lives here, to our lives here on this earth, our current home away from our permanent future home in the heavenlies with You. Father, we ask for Your blessing as we listen to the stories and history behind some of the wonderful worship and praise music written to glorify You, for truly how great Thou art. What a blessed assurance we have in You. We thank You for providing a foretaste of glory divine, just knowing You, walking with You, and for the glorious privilege of being able to praise You all the day long. We pray that others feel drawn to come to You and reach out their hands as well, finding safety, security, peace, and faith in knowing that You are there to lead them home as well. And it's in Your ever, ever blessed name, dear Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. I want to thank you for listening to us today. If you'd like more information on speaking engagements to have or have us visit your church or organization, please email us at info@knowingchrist.com. We also offer biblical counseling locally and throughout the world through Skype to individuals or couples. For updates and invitations for new shows, please visit our Facebook page and like us to stay in the know. I usually use our Facebook page to announce the broadcast and what's scheduled for any particular week or series, along with the times we're going to be broadcasting. So especially having the app to interact with us, like us, and make certain you check back to that page regularly if the Facebook algorithm doesn't generate our postings on your newsfeed. Additionally, if you don't like us, you won't see any of our postings on your newsfeed. It's as simple as that. Just like with your friends, you're not going to see any of their items on your newsfeed come through if they are not, quote-unquote, friends with you or other pages, maybe cooking or recipes or pets. If you don't like that page, those items from that group or page are not going to appear in your Facebook news page. So you need to not just visit us, but please like us on Facebook. And if you are not seeing our post, come to the page. The more you come to the page, the more traffic will automatically be fed from us to your news feed once you've liked us. So it's as simple as that. And of course, we use our Facebook page to reach you in other ways. Our publications, including the books we've talked about in several of our broadcasts, God's Marriage and Illness and God's Prescription, can be directly ordered off of our Facebook page or Amazon, if you care for that. And, of course, donations to our ministry can also be made off of our Facebook page. And I want to remind you that our app, Knowing Christ Ministries Tracks, is available for free download for both the iOS and Android platforms. There's a short 15-minute broadcast that can help you find, download, and use the app, and I strongly suggest that you locate that on our Knowing Christ Ministries Facebook page, and then listen to it, find, download, and use the app. I actually have the link to that radio broadcast pinned to the top of our newsfeed page. So just go to our Facebook page, Knowing Christ Ministries, and it should be the first item on our newsfeed for you. And I'm going to keep it pinned there. And within the app, we have an option with a preset email already addressed to us. All you need to do is add text in the message and send it off to us. And, of course, the actual broadcast on how to find, download, and use the app explains how to do that. So at this point, I invite you to join us next week when we'll discuss another hymn. But until then, I want you to please remember, it's not what you know, it's who you know. This is Dr. Danielle West for Knowing Christ Ministries saying, may Christ continue to bless you richly. Have a blessed week, my friends.